AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Another Republican is squeezing into the race for the White House today. Number 16, blunt-speaking John Kasich is governor of Ohio, a pivotal swing state in presidential elections. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is drawing fire from the largest newspaper in early voting Iowa. The Des Moines Register is calling on Trump to drop out of the race after saying this about fellow Republican Senator John McCain.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you.
The newspaper says Trump is unfit to hold office. President Obama will speak to the Veterans of Foreign Wars National Convention in Pittsburgh this morning. He'll announce new rules aimed at protecting military families from predatory lending. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith says the law was already in place, but today the president put some muscle behind it.
The White House says unscrupulous lenders got around the law because of narrowly drawn rules that largely exempted loans above $2,000 or longer than 91 days. Under the new regulations, protections for military families will apply to all payday loans, title loans, installment loans, and credit cards.
It's uncomfortably hot across much of the nation. The record heat smashed records in June for the entire first half of the year as well. Here is our Tim McGuire.
Back in May, a heat wave in India killed 2,000 people, the fifth deadliest since 1900. Then last month, another heat wave in Pakistan killed more than 1,200 people, the eighth deadliest in 115 years. One climate scientist says there is almost no way this year won't be the warmest on record.
Our new poll finds that most Americans think it's a good idea for the U.S. to have diplomatic relations with Cuba. This is AP Radio News. The Tennessee Department of Transportation has denied a request to hide a statue of a Confederate general and early Ku Klux Klan member, Nathan Bedford Forrest. The Tennessean newspaper reports that Nashville's Metro Council asked that trees and shrubs be planted to hide the statue, which is next to Interstate 65 and can be seen by passing motorists. The department says this, and we're quoting, "It does not plant foliage on its right-of-way with the sole intention of blocking items on private property based on what might be offensive to some and not to others." Police investigating the death of a Los Angeles man say they uncovered an arsenal inside his home and garage. More than 1,200 guns and 2 tons of ammunition. They don't know what the man was doing with all those weapons and ammunition. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.